Hello?
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
Hey, Donna. Thanks for calling in and joining me today. I just want to get started right away on our talk. Tell me, are you're from Alabama, is that right?
Yes, from North Alabama.
Okay. And do you mind if I ask your age?
No, I don't. I'm 51.
51. Okay. And tell me what brought you into Dr. Murphy. What was going on with your health?
Well, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I've had thyroid. I'm still having a little thyroid problems, but it's better problems. I've had high cholesterol, trouble with my hormones, just everything. And doctors around here would tell me, oh, everything's in level, you know, everything's fine, you're within the limits and all this other kind of stuff. And I knew the whole time wasn't nothing going along.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen an ad for Dr. Murphy on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, I wonder if he could help me.
Yeah.
And so then I called, and he has. He's helped me tremendously.
Excellent. Tell me, how was your sleep when you first started working with Dr. Murphy? Before you saw him, what were you dealing with every day?
I was dealing with feeling drugged out, not enough rest. If I sat down, I'd go to sleep immediately. If I got still, that was just it. I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if I make myself do stuff, and when I'd make myself do stuff, then, you know, I would overexert. And if I had one good day, I'd be down 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
I just didn't have the energy to do anything then.
Yeah, I understand that. Tell me, how was your pain level when you first came to Dr. Murphy? On like a scale from 0 to 10, if 0 is the worst and 10 is the best, what was your pain level at?
0.
0.
It was worse.
Was that every day?
Every day. And if I exerted myself and everything, it was really bad. To the point that I didn't want to be touched. I didn't want to be around nobody. Even clothing hurt to put on.
So that had a huge effect on your family and social interaction as well, I'd imagine.
Oh, yes. It was near non-existent when I've been a very social person all my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me, how were your moods? Did you have any kind of depression or anxiety?
Oh, anxiety was terrible. But mood swings were awful. My husband never knew if he needed to say hello or kiss
just
his rear
going.
End or what. He didn't know what to do or how to treat me, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
He never knew.
Uh-huh. So tell me, how was your digestion when you first started working with Dr. Murphy?
My digestion, I had heartburn. My bowels do not work very well at all. Never have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another problem that I was having. It just wasn't there. A good bowel movement, 5 to 7 days for me.
Goodness.
And after coming to Dr. Murphy and everything, it's been really nice because I know it helps me feel better too.
Yeah.
To start on the vitamins and the treatment and everything and have a bowel movement every day.
Absolutely. Well,
That's something I never had.
Yeah. Goodness. Well, how is your sleep and your energy level now?
Great. I am sleeping at night. When I get up, I actually feel like I have been asleep. I feel like I have rested. And my energy level has went up. Pain level has went down. I'm actually becoming more social again.
Mm-hmm.
And doing things.
Yeah, so. It's nice to be able to participate in life again after being so sick. I can understand that. Tell me, what would you say to someone who was thinking about calling Dr. Murphy? Somebody who just finding him online. What would you say to them if they ask about Dr. Murphy?
I would tell them it's well worth it to have a doctor that will sit there and listen to you and what you are telling him about your body and what you've been experiencing. And he's someone who understands, and he doesn't just, oh, well, you'll be all right. He doesn't slide you, you know, to the side or anything, or patronize you and all. He's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it.
He is a really good listener. I know I've had many patients tell me that was the one thing that really impressed them about him, was that when they tell him, I'm having this issue and this issue and this issue, he wants to know those things. That helps him to determine what course of action to go with, because, you know, if you tell a regular doctor, you know, he asks you how you're doing and you tell him, he really doesn't want to hear all that, you know.
Very true. And the thing is, I kept telling my doctors, like on my thyroid, well, I don't have a thyroid. I had it taken out in 99 or 2000.
Yeah.
And I kept telling them, I'm having thyroid problems. All your tests, it's fine. You're within the guidelines and all this kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, but I'm still having those problems. What's wrong?
Yeah.
And my hair was falling out by the handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid I was going to go bald because it was mm-hmm. coming out so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all the tests that goes along with the thyroid. I think there's four or five or three. I don't know. But he did all of them. And mm-hmm. come to find out, yeah, my TSH was fine, but the other mm-hmm. levels were not.
Yeah.
So the doctors wouldn't listen to me and do all the tests that they needed to do for blood work.
Right. Many times they will just test your TSH and go with that. But what a lot of doctors don't realize is that the thyroid hormone does not function in the blood. It functions on a cellular level, and you have to do all those tests for the thyroid, or you just don't have a whole picture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and that's what they were doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And since coming to Dr. Murphy, my hair's not falling out. It's slowly getting better, you know. But, excuse me, foods aren't bothering me to eat anymore.
Yeah.
I did lose some weight. I'm losing weight again now.
That's great.
Since we've made a few changes with my thyroid medications and stuff. And so, you know, it's good. It's a good feeling.
That's
and
wonderful.
Matter of fact, I've sent a couple of patients down there to him.
That's great. That's great. We appreciate that. Tell me about your inflammation. Have you had noticed a decrease in inflammation in your joints and body since you've been working with Dr. Murphy?
Yes, I have. I do not have the pain that I had. I'm not taking anything. I don't take Tylenol and ibuprofen and all the pain meds and all that kind of stuff anymore. I do without them because I don't need them.
Yeah, well, that's healthy. You know, when you can get off of those, that's very healthy because they're not really good for you. They do what they're supposed to, but like most medications, you know, pain medicines can cause other problems. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, I'm so happy to hear about all your improvements. You it sounds like you're really doing well. How has this affected your relationship with your husband? How are things going now with your social activity?
A whole lot better. A whole lot better. My mood swings are occasionally, you know, I have one, but I think that's a prerogative of a woman every now and then. But he's not to the point again, like he was like, I didn't know whether to say hi or bye to you. Or,
right.
Or, you know, it's gotten a lot better.
That's wonderful. That's excellent. And I'm guessing that you're able to go out and do things now that you weren't able to do before. You're shopping, going to church, and doing things that you used to do.
Right. I do. I work two jobs. They're part-time jobs, but I work two jobs. And, you know, they work well together. But it used to be when I got home in the evenings, I sit down. I didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now then when I get home, I'm like, oh, I need to do this. And I actually feel like getting up and doing the washing.
Wow, that's great.
You know, before it was like, oh, I need to do the washing, and I don't get up
to
do the washing.
Yeah. Yes, I understand. Well, that's wonderful. Tell me, knowing now what you do about working with Dr. Murphy and the improvements that you've went through, do you feel like that the money you spend on your program has been worth it?
Oh, yes. Every dime of it has been worth it. I don't have to experience all the side effects from all the other drugs that I was taking and everything. Matter of fact, I've pretty much come off of everything but my thyroid medicine. And it's just been wonderful. And every dime, you know, not to have the side effects of all the drugs that you take, the doctors give you, is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's well worth the money. Well worth it to me.
We are tickled to pieces that you're doing so much better, and your husband's doing better too.
Yes, he is.
Excellent. Well, Donna, I appreciate you sharing your story with me today. Is there anything that you would like to say to a potential client who may be thinking of calling Dr. Murphy?
I would just say, yes, the fee may sound high because the insurance won't pay, but it is so well worth it in the long run. To be able to feel better and to be able to function again, you can't put a price on it, really.
Yeah.
It's just worth it.
And wonderful. Well,
you need to take health in your own hands.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Your health is really... It's up to you. It's something that you have control over, and a lot of people don't understand that. But it's just a matter of making the right decisions in life, and that's one thing that Dr. Murphy's really good at is telling you, you know, what you need to do and what you need to not be doing.
Right.
And just having the discipline, the self-discipline, and the willingness to find out what that is and get to it and get your life back.
Right.
Well, I congratulate you.
Thank you. Another one of the things just talking about, you know, I never realized about foods.
Yeah.
What you put in your body and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But since seeing Dr. Murphy and everything, I've paid closer attention to all of that. And, you know, foods that I love, I've had to give up because they were contributing to my problem.
Right.
But, you know, some doctors say foods do not contribute to all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe that anymore.
Well, they absolutely, you are what you eat. You really are what you eat.
Exactly.
Everything that you put in your body has an effect on you. Everything in our environment, things we touch, things we smell, things we eat and drink, things we breathe, it all affects us in some way.
It does.
So you have to look at your whole environment, not just what you eat.
Right.
But everything contributes to the way you feel. But you're absolutely right about that. But I appreciate you sharing your testimony with me today, and I appreciate you letting us share that with other people, and it's an inspiring journey that you've had, and I'm so proud of you. So proud of you and your husband both for doing so well and sticking to the protocol and doing what Dr. Murphy recommends has made obviously a big impact in your life, and we're really proud of you for hanging in there.
Well, thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Honey.
And I will continue recommending him to anybody and everybody. Like I said, I've already recommended him to several people.
We know and we appreciate that, and thank you so much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All righty.
Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.